Daf nun heyom er aleph, the second line. Zog the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef kamei de Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. As yahi itza, a woman came, kotzavcha kamei. She was screaming. Someone babbled her. V'lehavim mashkech bo. So Shmuel ignored her. Omar leis, Rav Yehuda told Shmuel, leisov leimal, oitem oznem izakas dal gamhu yikra v'loyane. If you ignore the zakas dal, the screams of a pauper, so the Eibishter will also ignore your screams and he won't answer you. Omalei, so Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda back, Shinino, Shinino means sharp one. Like we find the lashon v'shinantem levanecha, reishach bekira, meaning your roish, I'm your Rebbe. I'm indeed, Shmuel was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda. I'm indeed your Rebbe. So my head is bekira. It's only going to be, it's only b'nichve b'mayim karim. It's, so to speak, going to be burnt in cold water, which is not really burnt. So my responsibility is only in cold water. However, reishach de reishach, the head of your head, that means my Rebbe, which is the Avezdin, which was my Ukva, so he is Bechamima, he is the one that's responsible. Meaning this woman came screaming that she was Ba'aveld in something, in some Mishpat. So you're telling me I'm Oitem Oznem Izakas Dal Gamhu Yikra V'Layane. So I don't really have an effect. I can't really decide her Mishpat. It's the Avezdin that's the one that's in charge. So Enechanami, my Macho should have been done, but it's not that important. Me getting involved is reishach bekira, but reish the reishach is bechamima. He's the one that's really in charge. Meaning, ma'ukva is da bezin. Why is Dr. Gemara? Hoyose ma'ukva abezin, because ma'ukva is da bezin, and he can indeed mete out the right punishment and the right mishpat that this woman shouldn't be tzaveach about what, that she felt that she was baveled. And the Gemara brings a raya to this from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Yedichsiv, Beis David koyama Hashem. Dinoy lifkar mishpat vitilu gozem yad oishek penteitzi koesh chamos yivuara ve'en mechabe b'nei royem aleihem. Meaning, who is the one that gets punished? Someone who is able to bring about the mishpat. Dinu laboike mishpat, the one that's able to bring out the mishpat. Zog the Gemara weiter, omalei Reb Zeira l'Reb Simon. Reb Zeira told Reb Simon, loch chinu ma lahani dveresh gelusa, so bi machiach dveresh gelusa. Dveresh gelusa are the ones that are can have effect on others. So you should be machiach them. For everything that's happening, they have responsibility. So be machiach them. Omalei loy mekabla minoy. They're not going to be mekabla my techocha. Omalei, so he told him, even if they're not mekabla, you have to do what you have to do. Avagav loy mekabla lechinu, still be machiach them. Avagav loy mekabla lechinu mal. So Reb Simon said, what's the purpose of me being machiach reish galusa? They're not going to accept it. So Reb Zeira told him back, afagav loy mekabli, even if they might not accept it, lochinomai, you still should be machiach them, because maybe they will accept what you're going to tell them. And the Rishonim explain, we'll see Tosfos soon, that it means that there's a possibility that they will accept it. But if they for sure won't, that's already a different parsha. Now the Gemara brings a raya that is a chi of techocha, even if you don't know for sure if they're going to be mekabli or not. Zog mal dom ravach ber bkhanina ma oilum lo yotsa mit de toyva mit piakolish boch ve khozaboy de ebsh never made exer of mit de toyva and he retracted from it except for over here. Over here was there was one exception where it was khozaboy lo ga lo oilum lo yotsa ma oilum lo yotsa mit de toyva mit piakolish boch ve khozaboy lo ga khutz mit dom ze. There was one exception over here where the Mara is going to describe now the psukim in Yecheskel, the voice Yecheskel, that people that were able to be machiach and they weren't. The Eibush was mahapach, a mida toiva, gzera toiva, and it went l'ra, and it was chazar by l'ra. And the Gemara says as follows, the chsiv, it says by the Nebuas Yecheskel, on the Puranius, that's going to take place for the people, the inhabitants of Yishlayim, because of the averis that they did. By Yoyim Hashem Elov, the Eibush told Malach Gavriel, avor betochir, go amongst the city, betoch Yishlayim, v'yisveso tov al metzchas hanoshim ha-nenochim va-nenochim al kolot ha-eibois hanas b'secha, and place a letter tov on the foreheads of the people that are nenochim v'nenochim. Those are tzaddikim. They're sighing, they're wailing, they're woeing about all the te'evas that are done in Yishlayim. So these are the righteous, the tzaddikim. Place a letter tov on them. What's the purpose of the letter tov? Explains the Gemara. Omalei kosh boch li Gavriel, the Eibush told Gavriel, leich ureshoi ma'metzra shel tzaddikim, place on the foreheads of the tzaddikim tov, a simon, a letter tov, shel dyoi made out of ink. That what? Shelo yishu be malach chavola. So the malach chavola that are going to come to destroy the city will not have an effect on them. V'amitzchem shel Rishoyim, and in the forehead of the Rishoyim, place a tov shel dam, make a tov made out of dam as a siman k'dei shlishlu me malach chavola, so the malach chavola should be able to get them. So Omra midas adin lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the midas adin told the Eibishter, Chiboyne shel olam, manish tanu elu me'elu. Why should the tzaddikim get a tov and of made out of dioy and the Rishoyim out of dam? L'chayre they're in the same boat. Omra. So the Eibishter said, no, they're not. Omra lo. The Eibishter said, halol le tzaddikim gemurim v'halol Rishoyim gemurim. These are righteous tzaddikim gemurim and they're Rishoyim. Of course, there's a difference. Omra lefon of midas. So the midas adin told the Eibishter, Chiboyne shel olam. The tzaddikim are not so righteous. They could have been moicha on the averis of the Rishoyim. V'loi micha, and they weren't. So Omar lo. So the Eibishter told him back, Golav yadu lefonai. I know she'im michu behem lo yikablam hem. If they would have been moichiach, they wouldn't have been accepted. So they didn't have to be moicha. So the midas adin told him back, Omar lefonov. You might know that the Rishoyim won't be mekabel to techocha, but lehemi galui. So they should have been moicha. They don't know asidos that they're not going to be mekabel to techocha. So the Eibishter accepted this for the midas adin tainet and memela, and that's why even the tzaddikim were killed. And this is the pshat what it says in the pasuk afterwards. By the tzibur to the malach chavola, the Eibishter first said zokin bochu b'sula tafen noshim ta'agul mashchis. Meaning, it says, first the Eibishter said, do not come to the tzaddikim, they have a tov. And then at the end of the pasuk it says, umi migdoshet techelu, start off with the migdoshai, meaning the tzaddikim. So then the malachi and chabala should also go to them. Zog di gemara, uksiv, and it says, that it's, we see the Eibishter was choyza. Uksiv, and it says, vayechelu ba'anoshim askenim asher lefnei aboyis. They started the magepa with the tzaddikim, the anoshim lefnei aboyis, the skenim. These are mekudoshay, the tzaddikim gemurim. They're mekayim from aleph to tov. Others say vetel from aleph to tov, ad v'lo ad bichlal, because tov stands for teichocha. They weren't machiach. Zog the morom miyad. Afterwards, it says b'nei shisha anoshim boim miderech shari el yonasher mafnet tzveino. These are the six malach chavola. And he stood by the mizbech and choishes. Frag the mizbech and choishes mihava. There was no mizbech and choishes in the man of Yecheskel. Shloim HaMelech was going to the mizbech. So why is it called mizbech and choishes? Omle Kosh Baruch Hu, he told the malach chavola, haschilu mimokim she'omim shir lefonai. Start from the tzaddikim. Start from the levim that they say shir lefonai. With the kleine choishes in front of the mizbeach. Zog de gemara umaninu, who are these malach chavola? Umaninu shusha anoshim, who are these malach chavola? Zog mom Rav Chizda, ketzef af vechema, umashchis, umeshaber, umechala. These are the six names of the malach chavola. So memela, we see from this gemara that you have to be mechiach, even if they might not accept it. You still have to be mechiach, and that was what Reb Zera told Reb Simon, to be mechiach, the veresh galusa. Now, Tois over here points out, you saw this, the Ketois, Zog Tois, is Va'afkav lo mekabli l'chino mar. Hainu hech de sofik I mekabli. Be mechiach if it's a sofik it'll be mekabli. Could on besomach lifneem mi golui? Just like the Mora says now, we just had with the Malach Chavola, that lifneem mi golui. They don't know the tzaddikim, they don't know that it's not going to be accepted in the Nebuah Yecheskel. Aval hech de vadi lo mekabli. But if you know for sure they're not going to accept it to Chocha, so hanach lem mutav shir shoygin v'ayu mezidim. Then you don't have to be machiach. But then it's better they be shoygin without being mezidim. Can I mean about maybe kadiyayin or perk shoyl? Can I mean teisefes yom kippurim? That if you know they're not going to accept it, then don't be machiach. Mutav shir shoygin v'ayu mezidim. So this really is the Yisrael Tois is saying that just like we find, k'shem she mitzah loyma dover ha-nishma, so to the mitzah to not to say dover she'en ha-nishma. So Tois says, that if you know for sure they're not going to accept, then mutav sheshoyg v'al yemezidim and don't be mechiyach. Zok the Ran in Beit after Zayin, he brings a yesoid that by a deraisa, then you have to be mechiyach even though they will be mezidin. We don't say mutav sheshoyg v'al yemezidim. By a deraisa, this is only by a derabonon or by a something that's only a halacha or it's a smach. Masheng is something that's mefurish in the Torah, then you're mechiyach even though they won't accept it. And the Svara is explained by the Rishonim, the Rajba says, it's because something that's mefurish There's no svara anymore of mutav sheshogin v'ayim mezidim. Because they are mezidim. Mutav sheshogin is shaykh by something that's not klar, not beferish. But something that's beferish, they are mezidim. So mamela, by something that's deraisa, behedya, so then you are mechiach, because you don't have the svara anymore of mutav sheshogin v'ayim mezidim, because they taka mezidim.
And this is brought down lahalacha, the Rambam brings in Tov Reish Ches, that if you know for sure that a person is not mekabel, then you say mutav sheshogin v'ayim mezidin. By a sofek, then you have to be moichel. The bihalacha brings that someone is mechal shas for hesia, so then there is no din hachachi either, because he's not bichlal amisecho. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now the Gemara discusses what's the significance of the tuf on the forehead. Six lines from the wide lines. Umayish not tuf. What was the purpose of the tuf? Omarav tuf tichyu. The Hebrew wanted a tuf made out of dioi, which represents to live, and tuf, the tuf made out of dam, tomus, they should die. So that's Rav Shita. Ushmuel Omar, tuf means tamas chusovis. Chusovis is over. That's pshat in the tuf of Misa, that there's no chusovis. Rabbi Yechon Omar, tochun chusovis. The tuf of Chaya means that chusovis should have an effect on them. Rabbi Lakish Omar, tuf soif chaim samoy shalakodesh bochu. Emes is the Ebishes Chosim is Emes, and the end of the Chosim is the Tov. The Omer Abchalina Chosim Shal Kashbocha Emes.
So the Gzeir for the Tzaddikim and the Rishoyim is all Emes. It's the just thing.
Reb Shmuel Ben Achmeni Omar. Now, what does it mean, Thomas Chus Oves? So Tosis right away points out in the Dibur Maskul Shmuel that the Chus Oves is Toma. Chus of Oves is Toma. But Bris Oves loy Toma. That means the covenant, the bris that the Abish has with the Ovis, that's never going to be Toma. That was the bris of Avraham Avinu, it's going to remain forever. And even after the Golas. So even if you don't have schus Ovis, but bris Ovis we have. That's Toysis. Then Toysis, the Re says, no, that le'olam, for the Rishoyim, it's taka Toma, schus Ovis. But for Tzadikim, schus Ovis is not Toma. Even schus Ovis remains. And that's what he says, Avalzeon is soimchim lahaske, schus ovis. We're masker schus ovis.
Schus ovis is kaim la oilom. We're masker and tvila schus ovis. So that's something that remains forever, Taka.
Elekei Avraham, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. There are those that Taka say that with tvila, even schus ovis is not Toma. That means schus ovis, even if the Gemara says Toma, but with tvila, anything can change. And that's why by tvila, we Taka mentions schus ovis.
Zog the Gemara, another reason for the Tov, Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni Omar, that the Tov is telling us, Eilu bnei odom shekaimu es haTorah kula me'alef haTov, meaning, the Tov is representing that we're mekaim the Torah me'alef haTov. And by the Rishoyim will be the opposite, Zog the Mashal. They were not mekaim the Torah me'alef haTov. So both of them have a Tov, from Aleph to Tov. Either they're mekaim the Torah from Aleph to Tov, or they're not mekaim the Torah from Aleph to Tov. Zog the Gemara, we just said before that Shmuel said that Schus Ovis was Toma. Me'eim was say Toma Schus Ovis. When did it stop? From when? Zog Ma Omer Rami Moisa Shea Ben Beri. From the time of Shea Ben Beri, Shenemar, it says, over there in the Nevu of Shea, it says, Agales Nevluso Le'enei Me'aveo V'ish Lo Yitzileno Mi Yodi. Meaning, Ish Lo Yitzileno Mi Yodi, even Schus Ovis is not going to help, because it's Toma. Ushmuel Amami Mei Chazol from the time of Chazol, Shenemar, it says in the Pesukim Melachim, V'Chazol Melech Arom Lo Chatzes Yisrael Kol Yimei Yochoz. Uksiven, it says afterwards, V'Yochan Hashem Oysam V'Yirachmim V'Yifan Aleim L'Man Brisa Yis Avrohom Yitzchok V'Yakov V'Loi Ova Hashchisom V'Loi Shlichom Me'alponov Ad Ato. It says over there that the Abishah was Merachim on them because of the Schus of Ovis Ad Ato, until now. But from henceforthward, then the Eibush attack is not going to be Merachim, and it won't help anymore, the Schus Ovis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Yomar, Mimei Eliyo, from the time of Eliyo, Shenemar, it says, by the Pesukim Melachim, by the Nevi Abal, Vayi Balo Yis HaMincho, Vayi Gash Eliyo Anov V'Yomel, Hashem Alekei Avraham Yitzchok V'Yisrael, Hayom Yivoda Ki Ata Lekim V'Yisrael, V'Ani Avdecho, U'Vidvorcho, O'Sisi, Eiz Kol HaDvorim O'Ele. So it says, Eloshen, Hayom Yivoda, Hayoim, today, the schus of the tefillah, the schus of the ovis, will take a help. But henceforth, we're not. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Mimei Chizkiyo, it was Thomas Chus Ovis. Shenema, it says by the Nevuah of Yeshaya, it says, Lemar be ha-misra v'lusholim en keitz, al kisei David, v'amamlachtoi, lohochin oiso, u'lesade ba-mishpot v'tzdoko, me'atovat oilom, kinez Hashem tzvokois, ta'ase zois. Meaning the Eibishter is
answering the tefillah only because of what? Because kinas Hashem tzvakas tase zois. Because of the not the schus alvois. Only because of kinas Hashem tzvakas tase zois. So we see mitzat schus alvois taka. It was toma. But only the Eibusher is maimed the malchus of Chizkiyo on Kisei David because of kinas Hashem, because of the kinas Hashem that he had, but not because of the schus ovis, because it was taka tomo. So the last gemara in the Omid, Omer Rav Ami, ein misa b'loy chet. There's no misa without chet. If a person did not do a chet, there's no misa. He wouldn't die. Ve'ein yisurin, and yisurin don't come about b'loy avoin without an avera. Chet means b'shoigek, avera means b'mezit. And Tosfos right away points out, because the original gzeira of Misa came about through shoigek, by the chet of Eitz Hadas, which was a shoigek. So the gzeira by the shoigek, and ein yisurin b'loy ovein, which means through mezit. And Tosfos says, referring to yisurin egoyim, mechuorim, very severe yisurin, that's because of averas b'mezit. Zog the Gemara, ein Misa, beloy chet, I'll bring you a ride. There's no misa without chet. Dechsev. It says in the pasuk, "Va'hanefesh, hanefesh achoytas he tomus." The nefesh that's choyta dies only because of the chet. Ben lo yisa ba'avoyna av, av lo yisa ba'avoyna ben. Tzitzas atzadik all of tia, ve'gish sarosha all of tia. There's no such thing as a ben dying because of the oven av, the av oven ben. No, the nefesh achoytas tomus only because of the chet you die. Ein misa beloy chet. There's no such thing as dying because of someone else's averus. So we see clearly. Ein misa b'loy chet, and the Gemara says continues. Vaitas likewise. Ein yisurin b'loy oven. There's no yisurin. There's no affliction without oven, without an aver b'mezid. It says the pasuk in Tehillim. Ufokarti b'shevet pisham uvenegoyim avoynom. Negoyim yisurin come about because of avoynom, because of aver is b'mezid. We'll stop over here. The bottom of Daf Nun Hey Omer Aleph.